You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back to Pomp and Joe. It's been quite a morning already, Bob. The 11 o'clock hour was absolutely incredible. I'm still trying to get over it. Meantime, you and I were part of a very special group. We're going to bring in Brian Batko on video in a moment here. Go to our YouTube channel to watch the show. Our ratings for the YouTube channel, our number of viewers has just absolutely exploded here. And it's a lot of fun, I think, to watch the show when I'm not here.
People do it at the office.
Yeah.
You know, maybe secretly or keep it on or whatever.
I think they do. Here's the headline. Penguins relaunch team's Hall of Fame with Jaromir Jagr and Tom Barrasso among the 10 new inductees. And those 10 new inductees, they're going to take, I think it was 20 people who are already in, but it sort of has lapsed the Penguins Hall of Fame a little bit. So they're firing it back up. So the previous 20 are grandfathered right into this newly launched Hall of Fame, plus 10 more that were voted in. And the players voted in are Barrasso, Ronnie Francis, Jagr, Chris Kunitz, three-time cup winner, Larry Murphy, and Kevin Stevens. And the builders are Scotty Bowman, Eddie Johnston, Jim Rutherford, and the late Ray Shiro. And part of the selection committee, I might add, Bob, not just people you may be familiar with, but also you and I. I guess people are familiar with you and I.
I thought this was an interesting exercise, you know, trying to
I thought it was a lot of fun, and
it
I
was
honored. I was honored to be selected.
So was I. And you know, you go back, there's some names in there that I think will be coming up in time as these Hall of Fame classes go on, who richly deserve it, and they will get in eventually.
But absolutely.
But this was a catch-up kind of situation, right? They had to do it that way.
And I was honored.
I'm glad they're bringing it back, too. I mean, it's you got to tap into your history, and the Penguins
have an unbelievably
rich
history.
Right.
So the voters were Phil Bourque, Jen Bolano, who's been working in their executive offices for a long time.
Yeah, Jen has been there forever.
Jay Caulfield, Michelle Cricciolo, who does, you see her on the scoreboard, you hear her all the time. She's great. Wes Crosby, no relation to Sydney. Bob Grove, Jenna Harner, we know. Dayon Madden, Ryan Malone, Tom McMillan, Molinari, Craig Patrick, Bob Pompiani. I'm going in alphabetical order here. Seth Rohrbaugh, Rob Rossi, Jason Spezza, myself and Andrew Steige, and Matt Wenzel. But then I read the Post-Gazette thing, and it says representing the Post-Gazette on the voting committee is Matt Wenzel. Bob, did they forget about me? I also write for the Post-Gazette.
Yes. But at least it's on the list. Your name's on the list.
It's on the list. So I'm thankful that the Penguins put out the list with everybody on the committee. The Post-Gazette puts out a story and says representing the Post-Gazette, Matt Wenzel,
I agree. Yeah,
period.
And you have
all
some
the
of
the work
most,
I put in
you
there,
have
Bob.
Most read articles and columns of anyone.
It's unbelievable. Brian, the insult here. Let's bring on Brian Batko via video. Look at this,
oh,
Bob.
Oh, man.
Wow. Look at this guy.
Barkovian mongoose has gone nuts.
What is that?
Happy birthday, Mr. Starkey.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Where are you?
Yeah. What are you?
I'm at home. I'm in the study.
And what made you decide to dress like this today?
Austin told me it was Joe's birthday, so I felt like I needed to appropriately honor that occasion.
What is the shirt? I can't really see it from here, even with my glasses on, but it seems very flamboyant. What's going on there?
It's a Hawaiian shirt, Hawaiian shirt. Mm. There's a bunch of Hawaiian shirts on the Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, look at that, Bob. Did you see that?
No.
There's Hawaiian shirts on his Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, there's Hawaiian shirts on the Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. Mele kaliki maka to you and have a mai tai.
Aloha.
Brian, I want you to reach behind you and grab one of the books. You have a library behind you. Don't look. Just grab a book without looking and tell us what the title is. Is it all sports books behind you there? I know you're a very well-read man.
Not all sports. Oh, hold on.
You don't want him to look.
He's going to have a rotator cuff injury
if you don't watch this.
I know. This is...
here we go. All right.
Okay, what do we
this
got?
This is Matthew McConaughey's memoir.
Wow. Bob, he's a fan favorite, isn't he? He was in Marshall. We Are Marshall was a great flick.
Great actor.
I mean, he's been in a million things, but that just came to mind. He did a great job there as the coach, didn't he?
Why do you intrigued by him, or is it somebody gave you that book, or did you just
my wife read this.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Green Lights.
I'd actually like to read that. He's a very intriguing guy. He's big into Texas football.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Dazed and Confused. Incredible movie.
Just incredible. He's very talented. All right, Brian. We're glad to have you. I appreciate the birthday wishes. You're the perfect guy to have on right now. Where do we start with the cuts? I guess the end of the DeMar. How will you remember the DeMarvin Leal era? And what about the punting situation? And who else is on the chopping block here?
The DeMarvin Leal era, I remember thinking, I didn't love the pick at the time, but he had pedigree. He was a former five-star coming out of high school and was one of those super athletic defensive linemen. But then you start, and I also remember about him, Joe, if you would look at like the way too early mock drafts before that college football season, he was always in the first round. He was like a top 10, top 15 candidate. So then I was sort of wondering, all right, what happened that this guy fell to the third round? And, you know, he showed some flashes, I think, as a rookie. And then he got injured and it seemed like he just never really got back on track. So I think a player like him, there's a fine line between versatility and not having a position. And unfortunately for DeMarvin Leal, at least here in Pittsburgh, maybe he could get a change of scenery, but he fell more into the camp of just never had a true position.
All right. Joe mentioned the punting situation. I found this intriguing. And they ended up going with Corliss Waitman for a lot of reasons. I think one of them that people may not talk about is the fact that he held all last year for Chris Boswell. And he had to do it because, obviously, Johnston got injured. Johnston had the pedigree. He has a longer resume. What do you think it really came down to? And how many factors were involved in this decision?
Yeah, I said this yesterday with the PM guys. And, you know, Pony does what Pony does and tweeted out some of my quotes and, you know, the most incendiary topics that he could think of. And then that just leads to people absolutely trying to dunk on me on Twitter for the next several hours. He did not tweet out me saying I would put my weight behind Waitman, which is not a lot because I'm not a large man, but I told them, I thought, you know, the Steelers pride themselves on, if you go to a Mike Tomlin practice, he's standing there saying, punting and gunning, quality punting and gunning. They think they have great gunners. I assume Ben Skoranek will be one of them. Maybe James Pierre, if he makes the team, or Brandon Echols will be the other. But they think they can get down there. And in that scenario, if it's close, which I think it was between those two, although maybe it wasn't if you believe Adam Schefter's report that the Saints inquired about Waitman and they didn't want to trade him, because then it would have been, hey, it's 50-50 split. We'll just take whatever we can get for either one. And they clearly wanted Waitman, and there's really no substitute for being able to boom a ball 65, 70 yards and really flip a field. I think Mike Tomlin values that.
Yeah, and I think – you know, it had to be a tough decision to make because I know they really liked Cam Johnston coming into this thing when they first signed him. And then this all happens. It goes to show you how fleeting it could be to have a career like that.
And the holding thing is kind of like a, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I mean, right. Chris Boswell just came off his first all-pro season. And, you know, Cam Johnson's a vet. It's not like he'd be a rookie coming here. I remember Presley Harvin III, I don't think, was very familiar with holding when they drafted him. So there was a little bit of a learning curve. That's not the case with Johnston, but, man, in that position, I mean, everything in the operation, you want it to be as crisp as it can possibly be. It was last year with Waitman for Boswell, so full speed ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Talk about Mark Robinson, because he's a guy they've kept around, got some special teams, but he was just one of those guys. I don't think he ever took off. I don't know if you'd expect him to. He was not a high draft pick, but Mark Bruner's son came in here, Carson, and he was all over the place that we noticed on special teams. Was that the decided edge for him?
Yeah, maybe that in youth. And, you know, to be fair, we don't know for sure if Carson Bruner's making it yet. They've still got to make some more cuts. But I think a lot of people assumed they would keep five inside linebackers, and that last spot would come down to those seventh-round picks, Robinson from a few years ago and Bruner from this year. I just tweeted out my final roster projection, which I get it's a little bit late now, but you'll have to trust me as a man of integrity. I did this a day or two ago, and you can tell that I'm not fudging it because Mark Robinson was on there. I thought they would pick Robinson. You know, he had two forced fumbles last year. I think when you have a knack for doing that, the Steelers, you know, they really want to keep you around. But Bruner's really good at special teams too, and they knew that about him coming out of Washington. And when Mike Tomlin talked about them drafting him on merit and not just because it's a cool thing for the family and the franchise, he spoke of all of his special teams experience, and they put him right in that 44 Tyler Matakevich jersey, another former seventh round pick. And I imagine they envision Carson Bruner being the next Dirty Red for years to come.
Football, you're justice, insulting my football justice.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Brian Bacco of the Post Gazette. Check it out on video. Check him out on video on our YouTube channel, also on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Brian, how will you remember the Max Hurlman era?
Well, that was like one of the big features I did during camp this year. I mean, you know, in this beat writer job, you always kind of like try to find a fun story and pick one of those camp phenom type of guys who's been a pleasant surprise. And I really like Hurlman's journey. He was a running back at Colgate, and he actually almost played lacrosse before he decided on college football. Colgate used him at running back. He wanted to try his hand at a bigger school, walked on to Notre Dame. They were like, don't even bother with offense. We'll use you as a backup cornerback, and you can play special teams, maybe return some punts. So then the Steelers kind of get a look at him at his pro day, and they liked what he could do on offense. And I thought he did make some plays as a slot receiver, but ultimately not quite enough to crack that position group and crack this roster. But I think he has a pretty good chance of coming back around on the practice squad.
Brian, how will you remember the Kenny Pickett and Deontay Johnson era in Cleveland? I mean, the Kenny Pickett story in Cleveland is just ridiculous. But the fact that they're both gone now from that franchise, to me, is such a sad reflection on that five-year window of Steeler drafts. The last five drafts for Kevin Colbert, obviously Mike Tomlin heavily involved. He made the Pickett selection. My God, this was the Steelers' go-to combination, you know, 10 minutes ago, and now they're both gone from Cleveland. What happened here?
The funny thing about it, too, is, like, for whatever reason, this offseason, the Browns decided to try to squeeze, like, 3 or 4 years of Steelers' ignominious moments into one, you know, two-month span. I mean, I don't understand what they were doing all along, either. I remember thinking that's such a bizarre pairing to reunite, because I don't think Kenny Pickett and Deontay Johnson were often on the same page here. And I think there was maybe a little bit of mutually assured destruction there between those two as well. It obviously didn't go well for either one.
And Pickett, of course, I think I said cut. No, traded to the Raiders.
I was surprised it was a fifth round pick. That's, I didn't expect that.
But go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
Yeah, that is kind of wild, too, that Kenny's actually never been cut, right? He's been traded thrice, but he's never been released. So he still is on his, he's still got that going for him, I guess. Jalen Ramsey also never been a free agent. He's been traded three times, too, right? So they've got that in common. I don't know. The Deontay Johnson thing, is this finally the end of the road? I mean, last year was so embarrassing for him with the Panthers shipping him off to Baltimore and the issue with him not wanting to go in the game for the Ravens. He's someone who it started, obviously, in his time here, but he just lost the plot, guys. I mean, he completely, I think, lost what it means to put team success first and not chase the stats, chase the individual success, and chase the bag. He got the bag in 2022, and as I tweeted, what a doomed few months of moves for the Steelers. They take Kenny in the first round, then they give Deontay the new contract, and yeah, now 3 years later, both are kind of, I don't want to say a laughing stock. Kenny sort of is in a better situation now, but Deontay Johnson's career has been really star-crossed.
Well, he may be traded again. Who knows the way it's going? Aiden O'Connell comes back from his injury.
Yes.
Is he the backup, or who's the backup?
They have more experience with O'Connell, but I guess if Kenny gets a chance, you know, maybe he'll be able to get in there. I mean, I do think this has to be a better situation for him than Cleveland, right? I mean, that was a mess with the four quarterbacks. He hurt his hamstring and lost his inside track on the starting job. And at least now you're one Geno Smith, you know, calf tweak away from being in the game. And, you know, of the Kenny Pickett era in Pittsburgh, the game that he played against the Raiders on Franco Harris night was probably one
terrific.
Of the high points for him, honestly.
Great touchdown pass on a slant over the middle to Pickens.
Did he not have a good game on the road against the Raiders? Am I misremembering that?
I was just going to say,
Calvin Austin.
Vegas,
yeah, that one too.
Yeah,
that was the
Vegas,
long
that
touchdown.
Been the best throw of his NFL career.
That was the long touchdown, yeah. But it's interesting to see what he's going through. And how do you think his career will play out as the you know, the longtime backup who made a lot of money along the way, or will he eventually ever get a shot? And will it take an injury to get one?
I mean, you never know if you'll get a shot because of injury, but yeah, I think the most realistic scenario is career backup, and you know, there's really no shame in that. Guys like Colt McCoy and Case Keenum
Chase
and Josh
Daniel.
Johnson, and nowadays, yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, Jacoby Brissett,
right.
Like, that's good money. That's good work as long as you can get it, because it's not as easy as it sounds. First round picks are always going to get more bites at the apple, but we've seen guys like that flame out too, whether it's, you know, Josh Rosen or you know, who are some other, like, he wasn't a first rounder, but another Pitt guy, Nathan Peterman, he stuck around for a little while, but he's gone now.
Yeah.
So you do have to keep stacking good years of practices and being a good presence in the quarterback meeting room and all of that. So I do think Kenny will have that going for him. And that could be, yeah, that might not be the worst thing after the way he flamed out in Pittsburgh.
All right, Brian. Apparently, you're going to stick around, which we're very glad about. And I want to pick up on the theme of quarterbacks and ask you about Tomlin's comments on Will Howard and what that might mean for Skylar Thompson. Also, who's still on the bubble here? Brian Bacco joins us via video for the rest of the 11 o'clock hour. It's a rare little Tuesday treat.
What
Tuesdays,
a treat.
Tuesdays with Batco.
How about that?
Did you read that book by Mitch Albom, Bob?
Tuesdays with Batco?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know.
Wonderful.
Might be back here somewhere. I don't know.
Next to the Matthew McConaughey book.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bob, there's treats galore out there today.
I know.
Not because it's my birthday, but there's treats galore every Tuesday. Limits, tell people about the subs.
Tim's Corner Market. Oh, man. I had this great BLT, except I don't eat tomato. So I took the tomato off, so it was basically just lettuce and bacon.
So a BL.
Yeah, a BL. Very good. And I have a nice little ham sandwich here as well with some chips.
Bob, was it selfish of Limits to take two sandwiches before the whole class got there first?
Maybe. You know, I mean, the fact is he's always first in line. So no one would know if he takes one or two.
That's true.
If you wait until later, you may get none. So yeah. He's thinking ahead of time. And normally there's some leftovers, so he's probably fine in
doing
so.
What did you get? I got the BLT.
Just the turkey.
Oh, my gosh. Does that look
good? It's too big.
Oh,
boy. It's delicious, but it's too big.
Oh, boy. I'll share it with you. And there's also banana bread that somebody out in the main area.
Oh, Paul Rasmussen does a great job with the banana bread.
Just incrinculant, Bob. Brian Bacco has changed positions. He now gives himself a close-up. What is going on here, Bob? Have you seen the monitor?
Yeah, he changed.
Before, he was
no
sitting back by the
library.
Right. Everything's changed. Why, Brian, is the question.
It's like a game of Clue. I was in the study. Now I'm in the map room. So I just want to keep you on your toes, Joe.
All right. Brian Batko, I should say, of the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Who's still on the bubble? What intrigue is left here with the Steelers' cuts?
A lot of guys. And some of them are on the bubble less for the roster and maybe more for, are they candidates to go on injured reserve? And that's a way that they could, you know, still be on the team but not be one of the 53. You know, looking at the secondary, you know, Beanie Bishop, James Pierre, Corey Trice, all three of those guys, I think are sort of, you know, whether it's two dogs for one bone or three dogs for two bones, whatever. The wide receiver position is another one that needs to get sorted out. You know, Robert Woods in the mix. The rookie Keyshawn Williams, who was their only punt returner in preseason. I assume Calvin Austin will take that job, but, you know, he's working his way back from injury too. And then the O-line, you know, you've got your starters set, but the backups are starting to sort themselves out. Dylan Cook seems to be the first man gone there.
I wonder about this quarterback position too. I already know what I've said this all along. I think Howard's going to be on the team unless that finger is something that they could utilize in an IR kind of situation. Where do they see Skylar Thompson at this point after his preseason? And again, we know what preseasons can mean, but he took advantage of every opportunity, and I don't know if he would have gotten those if Will Howard were not injured.
Yeah, I don't think he would have. I think he would have been getting the Logan Woodside mop-up duty, and any success that Skylar Thompson would have had, we all would have just came in, you know, the next Sunday or Monday and said, well, he looked good in, what, 4 or 5 snaps, and, you know, that's a nice little thing for him. But he ended up being a central figure in the preseason, and, yeah, I don't know if the Steelers even anticipated that from Thompson. So that does remain to be seen with Will Howard and potential for injured reserve. I was a little surprised that Mike Tomlin came right out and said yesterday that he's nearing full participation. You know, I put up a video of him doing the kind of Russell Wilson mock game. You're avoiding a pass rusher. You're stepping up and you're shuffling side to side. So he's probably got to work on, you know, keeping his conditioning up too, even once he's able to throw the ball again.
Yeah. And who knows? I was thinking when the Raiders were looking for a backup that would be a perfect fit for Skylar Thompson if they wanted someone, they said, with experience, as Pete Carroll said. Do you think at any point they talked to them about a potential trade? And if so, it would have been less than a fifth-round pick, I think, what they got for Kenny Pickett.
I think my answer is going to be the same as when, you know, it's always the question of, hey, is Omar Khan inquiring about potentially trading for this player? Yeah, I think he makes a ton of calls. I think Omar Khan spends the bulk of his day on the phone and trying to work the rapport that he has with the 31 other GMs, and sometimes you're the team potentially acquiring, other times you're the team trying to get a draft pick back for somebody who you otherwise are just going to let walk right out the door. So, yeah, I mean, someone like Kenny Pickett, he's got more draft pedigree, a lot more draft pedigree than Skylar Thompson. He's younger than Skylar Thompson, probably a little better size than Skylar Thompson. But, I think that's just a situation where you'd love a taker to come in and give you something, right, anything to add to your stash of picks for next year for him. But there's players getting cut all around the league. Put it this way, there's probably 10 to 12 teams that have their own Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, there's also guys available for trade still, it's seemingly, around the league. And two of them, these stories have arisen in the last, I don't know, week or so. Alec Pierce is one, Jacoby Myers another. That's two available receivers for trade. How would you compare and contrast those two? Which one would you rather have, considering new contracts, the cost in terms of the return? Which one would be preferable for the Steelers? Would you go after one of them, Brian?
I don't think Alec Pierce is going to be traded. I'm not really sure where that came from. I think the Colts are actually pretty high on him. So that's somewhat of a non-starter to me, or at least it would take a lot to get him from them, because he's been very productive when he actually gets opportunities. He's kind of like a Mike Williams type. He averages 15 or 16 yards a catch because he's a little bit of a one-trick pony getting downfield, but that can be useful for an offense. So Myers is interesting in that, you know, there seems to be some discontent from his side with the Raiders, which, if I'm Vegas, I'm like, wow, this is a great time to bring this to the table. It makes Cam Hayward look downright punctual with his contract tension. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going to go on there. I think it's probably some leverage to get them to try to pay up for Myers. But yeah, I'd say of all these candidates, he's maybe the best combination of, you know, could actually help this team and be an upgrade at receiver and not break the bank. But man, guys, I still think that Omar Khan and company, they're relatively comfortable with the group that they have there, and they certainly don't want to pull from all these picks they've amassed already for 2026.
So I wanted to ask you about Cam Hayward. Is that story now written? Do we know that there's anything that happened to give him the so-called sweetener he was looking for, now that he has made the first move in that he returned to practice? So where is this over as far as we know it, Brian?
I don't think it's over. I think when it's over, Cam will come out and eventually say that. When he returned to practice last week, he also made himself sparse in the locker room. So I don't know that he really wants to address that. And maybe that's part of the strategy, is kind of keep the outside world guessing. I mean, if anything you want to say about him, he's certainly accomplished that over the last near month here with all of these actions and some of the words. It's sort of hard to put your finger on what Cam Hayward's thinking or what he's doing or where he feels like he is, if he's winning this little tug of war or if he feels like he's on the outs with everything he's attempted here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, Brian. How about Aaron Rodgers? He told the Pat McAfee show he was pretty sure this was going to be his last year. And now the latest quotes coming out are, you know, he's going to leave it wide open. And I think this was during an interview with Adam Schein on Sirius XM on Monday. And this is, yeah, this is what it is, actually. I don't know, Rodgers said, of retiring at the year's end. I'll reassess all that in the end. I signed a one-year contract, so there was nothing in there about playing longer than 1 year, but we'll see how it goes. You'd love to have success and be healthy, Rodgers said. We can start there with health and have some success and enjoy it. You know, make a run. That would be special, and then we'll figure that out come next February. That's a little bit of a shift there, but I always thought that he was leaving this open for next season. I mean, if he plays well and he feels good, why wouldn't he? How do you feel?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit of a shift, and I guess part of me wonders, did he not like that everybody ran with what he said on McAfee? Because actually, Will Graves asked him about that, whether it was at minicamp or one of the first times he talked in Latrobe, and he kind of said, like, oh, I'm, you know, like he just said on this podcast or Sirius or whatever, like, yeah, I'm not sure, we'll see. And that is a different tone than he took when he was asked about it on the McAfee show. Maybe part of him was like, hey, I don't really want this to become my farewell tour and detract from the team effort here in the Steelers. Let's just leave it open-ended. And, you know, that way I won't be getting questions about every single week. Hey, is this going to be the last time you do this or last time you face this team? It's going to happen anyway. It kind of reminds me of Ben's final season where it wasn't exactly definitive, but we all kind of knew that it was the last ride. So I'd still be surprised, Joe, if this isn't the final year for Rodgers, but I guess you never say never.
I want to ask you, Brian, about the running back room and what you think they're capable of doing after, you know, watching just a little bit of them in the preseason. You can never really make conclusions on that. But I, you know, they really need to run the ball. They want to run the ball. It does so many other things. Can they be as successful without Najee Harris with Caleb Johnson?
Yeah, I think they can. I think it's going to come down more to scheme, play calls, dialing it up at the right time if you're Arthur Smith. And then above all else, the ability of this young offensive line with a couple guys in new spots, a couple guys in more elevated roles to actually blow people off the ball and move defenders in the run game. Because, you know, I think there's only a select few backs here who can be their own blocker at the NFL level and really elevate a run game almost single-handedly. Your Saquon Barkley's, your Derrick Henry's, Christian McCaffrey, if he's right again with whatever he had going on. A lot of the other guys, I mean, there's levels to it, but you're going to get what's blocked. You're going to try to make that first guy miss. You're going to try to take it all the way to the house if you do have daylight. I think Jaylen Warren, Caleb Johnson can do that and probably even have a higher ceiling doing that than Najee Harris did. But yeah, it's going to come down to more than just, you know, are those guys better, quote unquote, better in a vacuum than Najee? There are a lot of different factors that go into that. And that's why you see very few running backs getting what they want on the open market to begin with.
Bob, may I engage Brian in a game of free association?
It's one of those games people look forward to.
I take that as a yes.
It is, yes.
All right, Brian, here we go. Which wide receiver will the Steelers pick up, if any? Give me somebody who will get cut. Give me somebody they'll trade for. Give me a name, if any.
I'd probably lean toward none. But sure, I'll say Jakobi Meyers. Why not? He at least wants out. We know that.
Max Hurlman goes to the practice squad. Yes, he doesn't get picked up by somebody else. He clears right through there, doesn't he? In fact, he hurdles everybody on his way there, doesn't he?
Yes, Max Hustleman hustles his way to the practice squad.
That's a good move.
A great move. Yeah, like Skylar Thompson gets cut.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Will Howard to IR.
Holy horse follicles. Bob, were you aware he said that earlier? Did he say that earlier?
He brought up as an option, but I thought it was the number one way it was going to go, that he was going to go on IR and then Thompson would have a spot for now.
Well, what about Tomlin saying he's okay or he's going to be back very soon?
We'll see what they do. I don't
know. Tomlin says a lot of things, Joe, as you know. He says guys are day-to-day and then they are week-to-week. He says guys are week-to-week and then they're out for the season. He says Najee Harris got stepped on and 6 weeks into the year, we find out he had a steel plate in his foot. So I think Tomlin, you can only put so much stock into those pressers.
Good point. Touche, Bob, right? And that's why we pay Brian an eight-figure salary, right?
I thought it was nine.
That starts next year.
Okay.
Okay. Most touches or more touches in the opener, Jaylen or the other guy? I don't know why I'm forgetting his name. Caleb Johnson.
Jaylen Warren.
You say that definitively. Did Caleb Johnson have a disappointing summer?
No, I wouldn't say that. Unfortunately for him, the fan hype train and expectation machine always gets thrown out of whack with these guys, whether it's him or Will Howard or Roman Wilson last year. Like, I don't think he was disappointing. He was a third round pick. He had some good moments in the preseason games. He had some less than ideal moments in the preseason games. I'm basing this solely off of one guy was playing well into the second half of exhibitions, and the other guy didn't even have to put a jersey and pads on until the third. So I think there's a pretty clear vision for how they're going to divvy up that labor off the bat.
Bob, he's heated up here, Brian. Back
he is
up.
Heated up. He's that's ready why, to go, and I like that.
But me too. That's why he lifts all them weights. Brian, let's get to the point here, okay? Everybody, you know, guessing and conjecturing, if that's a word, on, you know, who the red zone target's going to be. Jonnu Smith's going to be all over the field. He's going to play a lot of positions. Freiermuth really going to benefit this year. Mount Washington's going to be in the red zone. Jaylen Warren can catch the ball. Caleb Johnson can catch the ball. Gainwell is really good as a third down back. DK Metcalf's going to catch a lot of balls. Calvin Austin's coming on. Roman Wilson's, what are there, 19 footballs in the game? And now they're going to bring in another receiver. So let's cut to the chase. Let's cut to the chase. It's third and goal from the 4-yard line against the Jets. Third and goal from the 4 with the game on the line. You have 5 linemen, last I checked, and a quarterback. That leaves 5 other players. Who's on the field?
Ooh, I like that. All right. DK Metcalf
yes.
is the lone receiver.
Okay.
I'm going to say Jalen. Wow. Yeah, Jalen Warren is going to be in there for the threat of the run.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say 3 tight ends. Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, and Darnell Washington.
I love that.
One might go in motion. And that's another reason why when you asked about give me a name of someone, a receiver who's going to get picked up or claimed or traded for, I think I just lean toward them. You know, you never say never. Omar Khan, you know, he's unpredictable. He does things that we would only dream of in franchise mode on Madden or in our fantasy football league. So I never rule it out. But if I had to bet, I just don't think they're going to acquire another receiver, because how many targets is the number 2 receiver in Pittsburgh even going to get this year? You just laid out all the other mouths they have to feed.
Plus, those are all big bodies. And every single one of them is a matchup problem, I think.
All right, let's cut to the chase on defense. We can talk about, you know, there's 77 defensive backs they have here, 3 of whom
We've got a move, Joe. We've got a Steelers move.
What do we have?
Robert Woods is out.
Bobby Trees. Bobby Trees is gone, Bob.
That's not a surprise, right?
No.
Brian, you're not looking at that as a surprise.
I'm not surprised, but I had him on my projection just for the veteran trust. But, yeah, I was certainly doubtful of his role when he was playing in the fourth quarter against the Bucks at 33 years old. But I still just thought with Calvin Austin a little banged up that maybe they'd keep him around. But, hey, this could be good news for Calvin Austin.
He's not out of the woods yet, is he, Bob?
No.
You like that horse? All right, it's 3rd and 10 for Justin Fields and the Jets. It's 3rd and 10 with the game on the line. Steelers protecting a 4-point lead. We've heard about all of their defensive backs. In fact, Joey Porter thinks 3 of them are elite, including himself for some reason. How many defensive backs are on the field in that situation, and who are they?
I'm going to say they're in nickel. So we'll say 5 defensive backs, and they are Darius Slay, Joey Porter on the outside, Jalen Ramsey roaming as the slot inside corner with Juan Thornhill and Deshaun Elliott as your safeties.
Fair enough, Bob.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, then it's going to be very difficult. What will happen on that third down is that Justin Fields will look, find nobody open, tuck it away, and see if he can outrun people to the end zone.
Or have 3 guys open and overthrow or underthrow all of them on the same play. Thank you, Brian. What a wonderful man you've become.
Really nice outfit. Got to compliment you on that.
Thank you. Happy birthday again, Joe. Hope it's a good one.
Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Ryan Batko, Bob.
Look at that. That hour went fast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.